WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I don't care about your past.
The best-known saxophonist and the godfather of soul's horn section is my guest, Maceo Parker. One of Parker's best-known solos is on Cold Sweat.
Maceo! Come on now, brother. What it was that now? Ah! Let him have it.
James Brown is in a work release program now. Ever since his arrest a couple of years ago, members of his band have been out on their own. Parker has been playing with Bootsy Collins and the JB All-Stars. He just released a new jazz album called Roots Revisited. Parker met James Brown in 1964 through Parker's brother Melvin, a drummer. Brown had heard Melvin play and invited him to join the band if he ever needed a job. A year later, Melvin and Maceo had left college and were looking for work, so Melvin took Maceo with him when he went to take Brown up on his offer.
But I had to let my brother take the lead because, you know, he had met James before. He said, Mr. Brown, I don't know if you remember me or not, but I'm not in school and I need a job and I want a job with you. Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm a man of my word. You can have a job. And then it was time for me to, you know, clear my throat. Yeah, this is my brother. He needs a job, too. And that's really the way it was.
You know, I've been reading James Brown's memoir, and he writes about the time when he hired you both, and he says, I really wanted Melvin, but I figured I had to hire Maceo, too, if I wanted to get his brother. Of course, Maceo turned out to be fantastic. Did you realize at the time that he was hiring you to get your brother?
Yeah. You see, he hadn't heard me play. And I guess he figured if I could play somewhat close to, you know, what he heard my brother do, then maybe I would be okay and would fit in, you know, fit in as well. But he said, he asked me, do you play baritone saxophone? And I said, yes, sir, you know, with all that, you know, hesitation. And then he said, do you own a baritone saxophone? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And he said, tell you what, if you can get a baritone saxophone, then you also, you know, have a job.
So you didn't have a baritone?
Did not have a baritone, but I had played baritone once.
What were you playing, alto or tenor?
I was playing alto and tenor, but I think tenor may have been my major at the time.
Mm-hmm. What were the first things James Brown told you about what he wanted from the horn section, what he wanted from you as a musician?
As the first thing, you know, had to do with the fact that I played baritone. And then when he heard me play baritone, he just said, okay, it seems like you can come up with, you know, your own part. Because I would listen to what he would tell the other horn players to play. And then I start playing something without him telling me anything. I start playing something. And then, it, you know, to him it sounded okay, it sounded great. But, you know, if you're going to go into how I actually, you know, start doing a solo thing, how that came about, the guy doing the solo had to take off for like, I guess a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And it was a rumor as to, it's sort of like an uproar kind of a thing, is what we're going to do now? The guy who plays the solo can't work for 3 weeks. What are we going to do? Should we hire somebody? And I said, Mr. Brown, I can do that. I can play, you know, the sax solos. He said, well, okay, well, I'll give you a chance. You know, I give you a chance. And I was playing solo ever since.
Baby, I'm on a...
What did James Brown tell you that he expected from you on stage in the way, you know, how you dressed, what kind of movements you did?
Well, I had been to a couple of shows. In fact, James Brown and his group was one of the people who I admired, you know, at the time. And I could tell that he was a little bit strict on dress and mood of character and all this kind of thing. And if you can notice and kind of, you know, kind of jot down things about a group when you visit a group, you kind of sort of know and learn what they expect without, you know, the person actually telling you that. But Once I got hired, or we got hired, you know, you got to be on time. You got to have your uniforms and stuff got to be intact. You got to have the bow tie. You got to have the. You can't come up without the bow tie. You can't come up without the cummerbund. Your shoes got to be. Your patent leather shoes we wearing at the time. You got to be greased. You know, you just got to have this stuff. This is what I expect, and that was okay.
Did you get to, like, if you left the band, did you get to keep the costume?
No. He bought the costumes. He bought the shoes. And for some reason, if you decide to leave the group, please leave. Please leave my uniforms with somebody.
When James Brown started playing funk, he started putting the accent on the first beat. When did he start telling you about the one in his music and putting the emphasis on the one?
He always liked to have a heavy one. That's what he felt. That was his style. Gonna have a funky good time. That's where the one is, like right there.
Was it hard for you to pick up on that, or did it seem natural?
It was hard when I had to solo. In that, I'm used to hearing the accent being on two. Like, if I would have done it, it would be gonna have a funky good time. Two and three and four. That's not normally how everybody was recording, and you could hear easily. I think their ear is easy to hear two and four, and that's where you clap. That's where the backbeat is normally.
Right.
You know, ting ta da, ting ta da, like that, two and four. But this was one. It was, and at first, like I said, at first it was a little awkward. But you know, we became used to it.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah! Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have a funk good time. 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 Let's take him up, Fred. We gotta take you high.
Is it hard work working for the hardest working man in show business?
It was hard, but it was rewarding and it was fun because, you know, you're working with somebody who has this title, hardest working man. So that means you got to do your part. You got to keep up. And, you never want him to say, hey, man, you know, if I can do 10, 15 splits a night, you know, at least you guys can do play the little vamp or whatever it is, you know, for 45 minutes.
Were you on good terms with James Brown when he went off to prison?
Yes.
So what have you been doing since then? I know now you have a new jazz album, and you've been leading a group, but it's been about, 3 years?
No, it hasn't been quite 3 years.
Hasn't been quite 3 years?
No, it's been, I think, if I'm correct, I think right around January would be 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of things. The most important one I would think would be the Roots Revisited album that I did with produced with a guy from Germany.
This is your new album that you're talking about.
Yes, but there's been other things. I've done, you know, videos. I've done studio stuff. I've done, you know, some like smaller things and all of that.
Your new album is a jazz album. Why did you decide to do an album of jazz?
I hadn't done it before. It's something new. It's like, you know, why not? I mean, I can always do James Brown sounding stuff, you know. But what interested me was, okay, and it was quite challenging as well as I knew it was going to be fun. And like I said, I hadn't done it before, you know, and the opportunity came to do it, and I said, yeah, okay.
James Brown gets out. Do you think that you'll get back together with him?
Yes. I'm sure that we're going to do some things. I want to limit it to, like, the real important things, like if they decide to do a movie, if they decide to do some specials, this kind of thing. I may not be able to do 100% of everything he does. In fact, I'm situated now where I can't do 100%. I'll try to do as much as I can because I know the people are still, you know, into, you know, James Brown saying and singing Maceo, Blow Your Horn, and, you know, doing this thing, and I'm playing, you know. But I'm going to do as much as I can.
Well, you have other commitments?
Other commitments.
Right. So are you telling us in a way that with James Brown in prison, you've become more independent?
Exactly.
Well, we're out of time. Maceo Parker, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Maceo Parker's new jazz record is Roots Revisited. Here's Parker closing out a track on the album I'm Real that James Brown recorded with the rap group Full Force.
What do you mean you going? What happened? You going too soon? Where you going? Keep it.
All right, man. Well, if he's going, I'm going too. Come on, let's break. Let's leave. Come on, y'all.
Yo, man, what about Maceo? Come on, Maceo, put down that horn and come on, Maceo. Real, check it out, y'all. I got a good idea. Let's turn off the music. We turn off the music, then he'll come along with us, right? Brother can't hear. Yo, I know what, man. Let's leave and let's close the door. Let's lock him inside. Then he'll leave.
You better know it.
Come on, let's go. Close the door. Brother's still playing. Yo, man, I don't care. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's leave. Let's leave. Yo, Jerry, turn off the light. Click.
This is Fresh Air.